Good afternoon and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast. I'm Kellick and I'm here with the publisher of Victory Lane magazine, Dan Davis. Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Hello, Kellick. Hey, I'm good. The vintage 2021 racing season is gearing up. We got races in February and March and April, and that makes it good.
Who's going to carry off a race in February?
Well, you know, you and I are high on races that have driver school because that's the future of bringing in new racers. And Corinthian Vintage Auto Racing is going to be at Motorsports Ranch Houston with the Brian Goldman race and a driver school on Friday. And that's February 26, 28. So that's far enough south. The weather might be good. We'll see.
I want to go. Sounds like fun.
Well, there's a lot to do in Houston, and it's got a long history. I think Motorsport Ranch has been around for at least 20 years, maybe. And, of course, Corinthian was formed by Brad Ballas in the late 1980s. I think they held their first real race in 1991, which I raced in. So that gets us off to a start. I was trying to look at our schedule, which, by the way, the schedule has nearly 100 vintage racing weekends. The schedule in our online magazine at victorylane.com. Big year.
Lots of excitement for both drivers, spectators, maybe even photographers.
So what's the first one you're looking forward to, either making sure we're covered in the magazine or maybe you're going to get to attend?
Well, I've already, at least half jokingly, but still half seriously, asked about credentials for the David Love, which is scheduled to return to its normal time slot this year, so April 9th through 11th at Sonoma Raceway. And I was chatting with, or at least texting with, Bob Pengraff, who's their media coordinator. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That's a great event. Brings out lots of really interesting cars. And if you're a native Californian, you know that it's really odd because you get to shoot photos against a green background in California. So it's out of this world.
I love that Sonoma Raceway. I've raced it in, I don't know, six different kinds of cars. It's challenging with every kind of car, with blind apexes and elevation changes. And that event is so special. I can't help but emphasize what you've said about it bringing out interesting cars. Usually they have some of the 50s Ferraris and Maseratis because the CSRG founder, David Love, started the whole thing going in 68 with his Ferrari Testarossa.
Wow. Yeah. Fantastic car. Have you ever run Willow Springs?
You know, I've driven around it, but I've never raced on it. It's one of what should be on my bucket list, I suppose. And I know Vera has got something coming up. What is it? Early March.
Yep. 13, 14.
I think that's their season opener, I believe.
Right. They're calling it the High Desert.
Well, it certainly is a high desert. A few years ago, when we were doing some trophies or special, and it was one of those years when the desert just was aflame in flowers. Everywhere you stepped on flowers. And anybody that's done much searching on the web for the California Poppy Reserve will know what I'm talking about. It's a spectacular location. It's a foot of a mountain. It's track built in 53, one of the early purpose-built circuits, maybe the first. And I love driving around it. I'm just sorry I never got to race it.
Mm. Well, we'd better get to work on car prep then, because it'll be on top of us. How about Pacific Raceways? I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah, what happens at Pacific Raceway? Sovereign opens that, mid-April, 23rd, 24th, Pacific Raceways.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I've raced pro cars and amateur cars and pretty well everything at Pacific Raceway. Beautiful location. Paddock set in a fir forest, and you look off to the west of Mount Rainier, and Sovereign is a very friendly club to go racing with. So that'll be a good season for them. I know they're celebrating at the big July event. They're celebrating anniversary of Pacific Raceways, which actually opened in 61, and it hosted all the great series. It's a great track.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Always, we have great coverage from there. It's a great place for race cars to go and spectate, and great fun, open paddock, lots of friendly people. It's a good place to go.
Well, that's one of your favorite events to go to, any of the Sovereign events. I know you make quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah. Sovereign is good people. It's a friendly, friendly place. What else do we got here?
Jumping back and forth, yeah. Corinthian also in mid-March 1921 goes to Hallett. And that's one of them I haven't raced at, but everybody just raves about it as being maybe the best club racing circuit in North America. Well, it's a little outside of Tulsa, and it was designed by racing bon vivant, Tolly Altanoff, get that right. And great circuit. It's hosted a lot of SCCA races, and Corinthian regards it as one of their favorites.
Yeah, and here's a piece of trivia that I just found out. They run it in both directions. So when you look at lap times, it states whether it was clockwise or counterclockwise.
Well, you know, what's going to be the surprise early in the year? Are we going to hold all those events in March? Are we going to have problems with COVID? I see, like you mentioned, Vera is at Willow Springs. We've got Corinthia at Hallett. We've got HSR at Sebring. You think those races will happen?
Out of those groups, Vara and Corinthian, where I know people, they've both managed to hold successful events under COVID protocol. So I imagine they got it dialed in, and, you know, barring, you know, the state declaring you can't have a race or something like that, I think they have the wherewithal to do it. Of course, good news here in California, we moved out of mandatory stay at home, so things are looking up, but don't bet against the COVID. That's the unfortunate fact of the moment, I guess. But yeah, no, I think there's a reasonable chance. I mean, you know, if you talk to Jeanette, I'm sure they're excited about the potential to go racing, and, you know they can do it, so.
I think you bring up a good point that almost all the clubs had successful fall seasons, and they did it under COVID protocol. So they know how to do races under challenging conditions. And I think most of the March races will happen. I think there's a dozen scheduled in April. I think every one of those is probably going to happen, probably under COVID protocol. Of course, when we get into some of the big feature races and events, you know, of course, by July, we've got Road America, and they held a successful event last year with spectators at their big WeatherTech International Challenge. And of course, August, we've got the big Monterey show, the whole car week. I'm optimistic about that. So I'm looking forward to a good year. What special events are you looking at being especially interesting for both racers and spectators this year?
Well, I think maybe we have to look, first of all, to Laguna. You know, obviously 2020 was a rather devastating year for Laguna Seca, especially, you know, with regards to historic events. It was basically shut out, but they've got a fantastic 2021 coming up. As you pointed out to me the other day, they have an absolute wealth of historic events. Speedfest will have historic cars, reunion and the pre-reunion. HMSA and CSRG will be running club events, and the Masters Historic Grand Prix will also have a date in Monterey. So it should be a great year on the peninsula for historic racing fans, and I, for one, intend to make sure my credentials are in order.
Well, I think you make a good point about Laguna being very special, and they've definitely added vintage events beyond their normal Big August show. And if we look across the country at special events, you know, we're going to see interesting events at places like Road America, Lime Rock, the events at Barber Motorsport Park, Virginia International, Watkins Glen, the new track down in Texas, refinished at a cost of several million dollars, Eagles Canyon. That's going to be a surprise on the map. So I think it's going to be a good year, and we'll be working on this revised schedule page for the February edition, which we should be putting up on the web mid-February. So I hope our readers enjoy what we've got January. Go check it out. Schedule page, lots of good features, still lots of race reports from late last year. So let's get ready for 2021.
It's already here. That's
good.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
As always.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's say good afternoon then, and we'll get this posted up.
See you at the races.
Take care, Dan.